Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents a dramatic setting for the immortal Rimsky-Korsakov music of Scheherazade, starring Gordon MacRae and his guest, charming Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Tonight, another charming musical play is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, you will hear the glorious music of Rimsky-Korsakov made into a light opera by Lawrence and Lee. Our story, as old and as deathless as gray cliffs of the Hindu Kush. A story of danger and of love, in which I shall be Caliph of Samarkand, the most exalted and imperial monarch of the plains of Central Asia, the Sultan Shahryar. And Dorothy Warrenshaw will be Scheherazade.
And it came to pass in the 13th year of his reign that the most excellent Shahryar, Prince of Samarkand, did proclaim throughout his dominions, yea, even unto the very borders thereof, a festival of 40 days and 40 nights.
I command everyone to feast and to sing everywhere in all Samarkand.
It's a command.
For me, such a symphony, for the ear to hear and the eye to see, as the feeble can of poor mortal men, never held in sweet memory.
Cymbals clash for you, noble Shahryar, fountains clash for you, mighty Shahryar, bells are rung for you, songs are sung for you, to ensure your royal delight.
Oh, a feast is
mighty Shahryar,
all the east is mine.
Royal Shahryar, mountain high is yours, day and night is yours. Have the perfect joy of your call. Have the endless joy of your call.
Abu Hassan, come, Abu Hassan.
Nay, continue your reverie, my friends. Enjoy yourselves. I merely called for my grand vizier, Abu Hassan.
I am here, almighty Shahryar, prince of the sun and light of the moon, ineffable lord of all the dominions.
Yes, I know. Tell me, does the entertainment go well?
Throughout your entire land, your people are celebrating. Joy is in every heart. Only one thing troubles them, sire.
Oh?
They do not know exactly what they are celebrating. And we would inquire...
Silence! Is it not enough that the Sultan of Samarkand commands it?
True, your majesty.
If I order a man's head chopped off, does any man ask why?
Never, your majesty.
And if I order my subjects to be happy, who dares to question my imperial command?
No one, O perfect one.
Then I say let happiness prevail.
We are happy, sire. See how happy I am.
Nay, Hassan. I know that you are miserable because there is no woman in your house.
I have two lovely daughters, Dunyazad and Scheherazade.
But no wife.
Alas for me, my bride has long been the guest of Allah in paradise.
You ask why we celebrate, Hassan. This festival honors my wife, my queen, Zobeide. Tell me, Hassan, have you ever seen her equal? The olive perfection of her skin, her eyes like polished opals, and her form like the undulating sands of Koko Nor.
Your majesty is indeed favored among men, for your wife, Zobeide, is a queen among queens.
My poor Hassan, how empty your life must be. We must find you a wife.
I have searched the marketplace.
Bah! Such creatures as my Zobeide do not dwell among the carts and cabbages in the heat of the noonday sun. These frail creatures, Abu, are night-blooming flowers, and their fragrance must be sought by starlight in the untrodden ways.
In the hush of the night there is love. There is love in the silent silver of the moonrise. For the night is the my love, and the wind is her voice murmuring a tune. Will I find her, my lovely, my own? Must I spend endless ages wandering alone? For the glare of the daylight may fright her away, and the night is so dark that I can't find my way. But I know she is waiting. For me,
you must search through the night for your love. She's there, hiding in the dew of summer starlight.
Let the dusk be the dawn of our love. A garden of stars blossoming above.
Where is she?
Who, your majesty?
Queen Zobeide. Where is she?
I have not seen her.
Bring her to the palace at once.
Zobeide!
Where is Queen Zobeide?
She's fled, your majesty.
Fled?
With your majesty's cousin, Shahzanan.
Fled with my cousin? Fled from my court?
Fled, your majesty.
He lies! Tear out his tongue!
Oh, no, sire. Mercy! Mercy!
This is true, Hassan. The queen is gone.
Alas, it is true, O perfect one. For months, Zobideh has been plotting against you.
I was not told. Why was I not told?
Who would dare to speak out against the king's favorite?
Call out the guard! Pursue them! They shall not escape!
What is that? That music!
That is the band of musicians which your majesty has ordered to play for this night's entertainment.
Let the music cease! Let the instruments be smashed and the players thrown into the dungeon! Oh.
The celebration
is over! And I swear, as I am Sultan of Samarkand, what has happened this night shall not occur again. Never shall a wife be faithless to Shahryar.
Your majesty forswears the company of women?
Nay, by the beard of the prophet, I shall wed every day if I choose. But on the wedding night, at the sounding of the 12th stroke of midnight, each bride shall die.
No.
This is the oath of Shahryar. May Allah be my witness. No queen of Samarkand shall live past the hour of midnight.
Shahryar is the prince of sadness.
Hassan.
Yes, O perfect one.
Go fetch me a wife.
A wife, your majesty?
A wife. Who's that singing in the courtyard?
Is someone singing?
You are pale, Abu. Can it be a relative, perhaps?
Well, it is difficult to say.
A daughter, even.
I fear it is my Scheherazade.
You fear Hassan?
Only because she might offend your majesty with her ugly face.
A few moments ago, you called her lovely.
Oh, a joke, O perfect one. Scheherazade has the ears of an owl, the face of a bat, the complexion of a decrepit crow.
She has the voice of a nightingale.
Her only grace.
Go bring me this crow of yours, Abu Hassan. Perchance we shall transform her into a bird of paradise.
In a moment, we shall return with Act Two of A Thousand and One Nights.
Here is the second act of our Railroad Hour version of A Thousand and One Nights, starring Gordon MacRae as the Sultan Shahryar and Dorothy Warrenshoal as the fabulous Scheherazade.
Burden of my years falls upon my white hairs like the rocks of an avalanche.
Why are you sad, my father?
Have you heard of the terrible oath of our Sultan Shahryar?
Oh, all Samarkand knows.
And you know what must happen to his wives, precisely at the hour of midnight.
I know.
Allah, why have you blessed me with a beautiful daughter? Scheherazade, stick out your tongue.
Like this?
Father. Try to touch the end of your nose. Can you cross your eyes? Now scowl. Oh, it is no use. Nothing succeeds in making you ugly, Scheherazade.
Oh, I would become an old woman overnight if it would make my father happy.
Alas, Scheherazade, I fear you will never become an old woman at all. The king wants to marry you. And when the marriage feast is over, when the sun has gone into the caverns underneath the earth, I will never see the light of my life again.
Oh, do not despair, my father.
Shahryar has taken an oath by the prophet against all womankind. No bride shall live to see the dawn after her wedding day.
And I swear that I shall live to see the glory of another sunrise. Which oath is stronger, the king's or mine? Allah shall decide.
The king is pleased with this bride.
Is he?
We know already the pleasantness of her voice. Does the court wish to hear a song from the new queen? Sing, my love.
I do not wish to sing.
The king commands you to sing.
And the queen refuses to sing.
You know my oath. You know how long you shall remain queen. I advise you to sing while there is still breath within you.
Will a song spin out the hours of my breathing, Shahryar?
You dare to call me Shahryar?
That is your name, and I am your wife.
I prefer to be called O Perfect One.
Oh, Pooh, you aren't perfect. You've spilled salad oil all over your tunic, and your turban's on crooked.
No one dares speak thus to the king. You shall die.
I shall die anyway.
Enough! Clear the court! All of you, take your leave from the banquet hall. The marriage feast is ended.
I beseech you, your majesty.
Who is this child?
It is my sister, Dajazad. Can you deny her the privilege of bidding me a last farewell, O perfect one?
Let it be brief.
Scheherazade, my sister, I cannot sleep again until you tell me the ending of the story.
Oh, not now, little Dajazad.
But I must know how the story ends.
Story? Story? What story?
Did you not know, O mighty king, that my sister is gifted above all of Allah's creatures in the skill of telling tales, marvelous, mystical tales, which are almost beyond the power of believing?
Oh, I must hear such a tale.
Is there time? Well, His Majesty has pressing business at the hour of midnight.
That business will be attended to, never fear. But until the stroke of 12, you will entertain me with one of your marvelous adventures.
As you command, O perfect one.
Long ago, in the city known as Baghdad.
Baghdad?
Lived a fabulous fellow known as Sinbad.
Sinbad?
First he sailed to the east, then he sailed to the west. Some voyages east, some voyages west, some voyages west, and sailed until a Sinbad
from Baghdad.
The merchant Sinbad, tiring of his life of luxury and idleness in the city, did fit out a vessel 100 cubits long and 150 cubits high. And Sinbad set his course for the farthest reaches of the ocean of the Indies, where a great storm seized upon his sails and smote his ship upon a rock. And Sinbad deemed that his days had ceased to multiply themselves, until a mighty eagle swept down out of the cloud, grasped Sinbad's collar in his claws, and soared with him across the angry waves.
An eagle?
Verily did the eagle snatch Sinbad from the jaws of the waves, else would my story be swiftly ended.
Hear
my story, my husband, the saga of Sinbad the Sailor.
Do not fret.
Hear the marvelous tale of the travels of Sinbad the Sailor.
If you fail,
I dare not imagine the horror.
narrow strand of beach found Sinbad a bottle of glass, which shone with colors which even the rainbow dreams not of. And corked up within the bottle was a genie.
A genie?
A genie.
Was it a good genie or a wicked genie?
You must judge that for yourself, my husband. But a moment to midnight, the hour of the vow he has spoken.
Strikes the hour.
If he hears not the sounding of midnight, the vow will be broken. Then did the face of the genie grow black as a thundercloud, and he leaped in one stride to the peak of a mountaintop, and seizing a thunderbolt in each hand, he readied himself to fling the dagger of lightning at poor Sinbad, who dropped to his knees and begged for mercy.
What then? What happened then?
Sinbad took the bottle of many hues in which he had found the genie imprisoned, and he himself crawled inside the glass, drawing the cork in after him.
Ingenious. And then?
Sinbad opened his mouth to pronounce the magic words, which the genie dare not utter, but the sound of their syllables had escaped him.
No.
He could not remember the magic words.
Well, go on, continue. What happened then?
And so ends the seventh and last voyage of Sinbad the Sailor.
Stay. What do I see in the east?
It is the glow of sunrise, O perfect one.
Allah preserve me. I have broken my vow.
Nay, my husband.
I swore you should die at midnight, but I heard not the striking of the hour. Your tale of Sinbad has bewitched me.
Allah has cast this spell upon you, Shahryar, to preserve you from your own wickedness. And it is a spell of love.
Is it love, truly? Or have you made Shahryar the captive of your tongue?
I am the captive, O Sultan, for I thought to build a bridge of words between us, to span the sunset to sunrise. But Allah has built instead a bridge between our hearts.
It has been a magical night.
But only one night.
I decree there shall be 1,000 more. 1,001 nights of such fabulous tales.
If you seek for it, the darkness has more to give you, Shahryar. In the hush of the night, there is love. There is love in the silent silver of the moonlight.
For the night is the robe of my love.
Our deepest thanks to lovely Dorothy Warrenshull, Jay Novello, Mary Lee Robb, and to our entire company.
Music for 1001 Nights was by Rimsky-Korsakov. Lyrics and libretto by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
Everyone who has had business experience knows how important it is to keep a careful check on income and expenses. But consider the complexities of record keeping on just one railroad, operating in many communities and employing thousands of men. Yes, railroad record keeping is a big and important job. But the accuracy and care with which reports are made under the prescribed procedures of the Interstate Commerce Commission and subject to its supervision and scrutiny ensure the availability of accurate, impartial railroad information, a vital tool in the railroad's continuous efforts to produce better and better transportation service. Friends, we have an exciting schedule of musical premieres planned for the weeks to come on the Railroad Hour. Next Monday night, you will hear Guy de Maupassant's sparkling story of the necklace, given a new musical setting with the melodies of César Franck. And on July 21st, a new musical play which is rich with the waltz beat of Vienna, Love Song. Dorothy Warren Scholl joins Gordon McRae each Monday night at this time when the Railroad Hour brings you music you love combined with stories you will remember. Unfortunately, we were unable to present Lucille Norman in Starlight as originally scheduled for tonight. Miss Norman will appear on the Railroad Hour at a later date.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Railroad Hour was transcribed in Hollywood. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in Warner Brothers' About Face. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Make this station your convention headquarters. Attend the Republican Convention on NBC.